With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell held a free rally Monday at Mitchell's Corn Palace to promote his new website, frankspeech.com. Joshua Heyer was there.
About 1,000 people showed up for the event. Some traveled hours to attend.
Iowa. Where? Texas. Washington, D.C. What? Oh, pray for that poor guy, will you? Minnesota?
The rally featured guest speakers, including 1980s Saturday Night Live star Joe Piscopo. Attendees were given a free copy of Lindell's autobiography, What Are the Odds?, and his docu-movie, Absolute Proof, Exposing Election Fraud and the Theft of America. Lindell started Frank's Speech after he was kicked off Twitter and other platforms. He was banned for spreading conspiracy theories and baseless claims that former President Trump won the 2020 election.
And that's where I became, it was about, six, 8 weeks ago now, I said, we've got to come up with a platform to bring the broadcasters over where we can put our voice out. And not just me, but all of them. All the ones that are kicked off of YouTube, the radio stations, the TV, the podcasts, they're all coming over to frankspeech.com.
Lindell is a recovered crack addict from Minnesota who's made a fortune selling pillows. He has considered running for political office and is an outspoken supporter of former President Donald Trump. Frank's Speech is advertised as a social media site, but it currently does not operate that way. It's a one-way communication platform where Lindell and a handful of others circulate information, including allegations of voter fraud and criticism of COVID-19 vaccines. The website bills itself as, quote, the voice of free speech, but the terms of service ban some forms of speech, including swearing and the use of the Lord's name in vain. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Joshua Heyer in Mitchell.
Governor Kristi Noem is in the spotlight as a potential presidential contender in 2024. Her rise within the Republican Party is getting attention from political observers around the country.
Thank you. We'll get back to Kristi, but I have to just say this. She is so highly respected in Washington, D.C. She has done a fantastic job, and you're going to have a great governor. You're going to have a great governor.
That's audio from an NBC News video of former President Donald Trump at a fundraiser for Kristi Noem's gubernatorial campaign. The state's first female governor has made headlines with her response to the pandemic. Jonathan Martin is a national political correspondent for the New York Times. He recently wrote an article examining Noem's status within the Republican Party.
The attention that she started to draw from conservatives nationally, her handling of the coronavirus is very controversial, obviously. But obviously that endeared her to a lot of folks on the right who took a similarly contrarian approach.
Martin says Noem's biggest moment came last year on the 4th of July when Trump joined her for an event at the Mount Rushmore National Memorial.
To get the president, who is a cult of personality on the right, to get him to South Dakota on July 4th was big for the state. And I think for her, it just sort of took her to another level politically.
Noem has also faced criticism from conservatives in the state. Some think she travels too much and should focus her attention on issues close to home. She recently came under fire for vetoing a bill barring transgender athletes from playing on girls' and women's sports teams. Noem initially supported the legislation. Some people say she reversed her position in fear of losing revenue from NCAA tournaments often held in Sioux Falls. Martin says it was a setback.
And I think that she's still picking up the pieces over that issue.
Martin says whether or not Noem ends up on the 2024 ticket, she's brought national attention to herself and South Dakota. The U.S. Forest Service is restoring the health of aspen and ponderosa pine stands in the western Black Hills. Jeffrey Underhill works for the Black Hills National Forest. He says the project will remove spruce trees to allow for natural regrowth or planting of ponderosa and aspen. Underhill says modern fire suppression allows spruce trees to dominate.
So this is a pretty common thing across the western United States, where you remove the disturbance that maintained one species, or two, in this case aspen and ponderosa pine, in these systems. And when with that disturbance no longer there, then another species like spruce expands and does really well under those conditions.
Underhill says logging contractors will remove most of the excess spruce. The Hell Canyon Ranger District is accepting public comments on the project until May 14th. Districts across the state are deciding whether to keep their mask mandates for the rest of the school year. Rapid City Schools are upholding their mandate despite parents and staff voting to lift it. Summer break in Rapid City starts May 27th. Students will continue wearing masks until then. The Board of Education decided to keep the mandate Monday night by a vote of 5-2. Superintendent Lori Simon says the decision went against the results of a district-wide survey sent out in late April.
Of our families who responded, 67% of the families supported lifting the mandate for the rest of the school year, and 60% of our staff supported lifting the mandate.
But Simon says a majority of the board felt it was safer to keep the mandate in place.
Looking at the fact that there are only 11 in-person school days remaining, particularly as we think about our seniors and graduation being so close, certainly not wanting to jeopardize any seniors' opportunity to walk the stage.
Simon says summer and fall will look different.
We have already developed our back-to-school plans for next year. It really is a return to normal. And so as of the last day of school, our current plan will sunset, and beginning this summer, and that does include summer school and activities, there will not be a mask mandate.
Other schools are having similar discussions. Public universities in South Dakota lifted their mask mandates after the end of spring classes last week. 23% of respondents in a South Dakota State Bar survey say they've been sexually harassed or assaulted on the job. Many say they never reported it. Now a state Supreme Court commission is studying the problem. Justice Mark Salter says a new approach is needed.
Part of the difficulty was training that addressed and was directed to the harassers seemed to not be effective. But this idea that preventing and addressing, resolving sexual harassment complaints is a collective responsibility. It's not isolated to a harasser who needs to do better. And it's certainly not isolated to somebody who's the object of sexual harassment to figure out a resolution.
Training is currently not required for members of the state bar. The Supreme Court Commission recommends mandatory training for lawyers, judges, and other court employees. The South Dakota Department of Health says the state has crossed the 50% threshold for the number of adult residents who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Health officials said Wednesday that more than 304,000 South Dakotans have received their vaccinations. Secretary of Health Kim Mulsom-Risden said vaccines are safe and are the quickest way out of the pandemic. State health officials began phase two of South Dakota's vaccination plan on April 5th. It made coronavirus vaccines available to all state residents age 16 and older, in addition to any eligible person that had not been inoculated in the first phase. A college baseball player from South Dakota whose prosthetic arm was stolen from his vehicle has gotten it back after it was found at a recycling plant. Augustana's Parker Hansen is a right-handed pitcher who was born without a left hand. Hansen got a text Tuesday saying his arm had been recovered at a recycling plant in Sioux Falls. It was no longer usable, but a Minneapolis area hospital said it would give him a new prosthetic for free. With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.